This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 426, The Possibilities of a Decluttered Writing Space, by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. And I am Dan, I'm your host and narrator here, and I'm here every single day reading to you to help you optimize your business life. And if you've got any topic requests for future shows, you can share those with us by visiting oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com. And now let's get right to our post from Joshua Becker as we optimize your life. The Possibilities of a Decluttered Writing Space by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. If you're a writer, or you want to be, there are many benefits to minimizing or decluttering your writing space. Here are just a few. 1. Less distraction. Distraction is a problem for virtually every writer I know, and a cluttered writing space is filled with potential distractions. Sticky notes, business cards, books, file folders, bills, and uncompleted projects all clamor for attention. Removing them helps you to better focus on the most important project, the one you are currently working. 2. More freedom. A distraction-free writing space puts you, rather than your clutter, in charge. Now your to-do list is determined by your priorities, not by the piles on your desk. 3. Increased self-confidence. A distraction-free writing space is empowering. It's a way to prove to yourself and others that you are self-directed, take your work seriously, and want to be efficient, accomplished, and thorough. And 4. New opportunities. A new day brings new opportunities and the potential to accomplish something great. Walking into a writing space strewn with unfinished work from yesterday or yesteryear immediately anchors you to the past, burdening today's potential with yesterday's baggage. A clear writing space offers a clean slate, a place to begin again and consider endless possibilities. Even if your new day consists of completing yesterday's project, reopening a file provides a fresh starting point and new perspectives for tackling a problem or task. That's one of the reasons I clear my desk every evening before ending work. The work required to minimize a writing space comes more naturally to some than others, but I have before and after proof that it is possible and worth the effort. Before, in 2008, virtually every wall and surface in my office was filled with distractions and items I did not need. Would you want to write here? Yeah, me neither. After. In 2008, I minimized it and added a fresh coat of paint. I removed wall hangings, every book I had not or would not use, and memorabilia. I put papers and office equipment, such as the tape dispenser and stapler, in drawers. By the way, these before and afters are from the archives of Becoming Minimalist. If you're unaware, this blog started as a journal of our family's journey into minimalism, and it has slowly grown over the past 10 years into what it is today. It is possible for any writer, regardless of their starting point, to create a less cluttered, more focused writing space. Here is a 6-step process you can use to clear clutter and enjoy the opportunity of a minimized writing space. 1. Clear out storage cabinets, drawers, and closets. Get rid of anything obsolete or unnecessary. Start with computer accessories, specialized cords that used to go to who knows what equipment, flash drives, old equipment manuals, which are probably available online, unused or outdated external hard drives. Eliminate duplicate office products. You only need one stapler and one tape dispenser, right? Get rid of things you no longer need. When was the last time you used that 3-hole punch? If you have a calculator app on your phone, do you really need a calculator? Tackle consumable supplies, stationery, folders, labels, paper clips, post-it notes, pens, pencils, tape rolls, colored markers, and so on. If you have more than a 6-month supply, get rid of some or store it neatly out of sight. 2. Reduce the number of books on your shelves. How do you decide which books to keep and which to give away? Start by sorting your books into one of 4 categories. Books you have never read and don't realistically expect to read. Donate them. Books you have read but will never go back to. Donate them. Books you have read that have been influential in your life. Keep them or lend them to someone else who might get just as much out of them as you have. Books you have already read and know you will want to return to. Keep them. 3. Simplify walls and bulletin boards. Take a critical look at the walls that define your writing space. Are they crowded with photos, posters, or inspirational plaques? Do you have an ego wall of diplomas and certificates? Do you have shelving that displays a multitude of small objects? Get rid of anything that's more distracting than helpful and take down shelves or even a whiteboard or bulletin board you don't need. 4. Clear out your filing cabinets. Even in the digital age, many of us still keep too many paper files. To file papers, you need hanging file folders, labels, and file cabinets. It all takes up space. It's also a disquieting reminder that there is a whole bunch of paper stored inside those drawers that at some time or other, you're going to have to face. That time is now. Get started by removing anything that can be accessed online. 5. Remove furniture or accessories you no longer need. Have you eliminated enough unnecessary files that you can now get rid of that ugly metal file cabinet? Great, do it. Other candidates include credenzas, bookshelves, chairs, lamps, electronics, clocks, distracting decorations, etc. And 6, create a wide open desktop. Is your desktop cluttered with things you think you need to have at hand? Be bold in getting rid of all you can do without. Do you really need the clock since you have the time on your computer and your phone? You can write with only one pen or pencil at a time, so isn't that enough to have on hand? When you're satisfied that what's on your desktop is only what you really need at hand when you're working, arrange this stuff neatly and wipe down the desktop. Then enjoy the wide open vista of creativity it presents. If you're a writer, or want to be, creative work is no doubt a big part of what you're here on this earth to do. The ideas and stories you share make a contribution that adds value to your own life and to the lives of others. When you minimize your writing space, you take a big step toward maximizing your potential. You free up your mind to think more clearly, be more creative, and make better decisions. And that should be reason enough to sort through some files and toss out some clutter. You just listened to the post titled, The Possibilities of a Decluttered Writing Space, by Joshua Becker of becomingminimalist.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And thanks to Joshua, he is an author, speaker, and philanthropist who has written several best-selling books on minimalism, and his website, Becoming Minimalist, has more than 1 million readers each month. Inspired by his wife's experience being adopted, Joshua founded The Hope Effect in 2015. And since today is Giving Tuesday, we want to help support The Hope Effect. Now, you might not know that there are an estimated 15.1 million orphans worldwide, with 2.7 million of them living in orphanages. And there is growing research on the damaging physical and psychological effects of traditional institutional orphan care. When children do not receive adequate personal interaction within a loving environment, development is stunted and learning abilities are delayed or lost. Many kids age out only to face a future of crime, prostitution, or trafficking. Now, the Hope Effect is changing orphan care by providing family-based solutions. Loving family-style care provides opportunities for each child to flourish and thrive. Access to health, dental, and social care is provided while each child is prepared for the future through education, responsibility, support, and the structure that parents were designed to provide. So, if you want to help support the Hope Effect, they have a Giving Tuesday donation page that you can check out, hopeeffect.com/GivingTuesday2021, and I have that linked in this episode's description. And all of us thank you for your support. But that's it for another edition of Optimal Startup Daily. Have a great Giving Tuesday, and I'll be back again with you tomorrow for the Wednesday show, where your optimal life awaits.